The vote was 39-0 in the House and 16-3 in the Senate to approve spending $158 million. That money will buy out TransCanada's share of the Alaska Gas Line project and also fund engineering, design, and legal work by state agencies. Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan says the issue was contentious at the beginning of the special session, but it did not end that way.
For something as expensive and vital to Alaska's economy as this, I mean, I think people at the end bought in.
Egan's colleague in the Senate, Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, says he didn't need to be convinced on the buyout.
I had the opposite position of most of my colleagues in that I didn't support TransCanada being in there in the first place. And I was ready to give them an eviction notice, hand them a check, and send them on their way as soon as possible.
Canadian company TransCanada has been a partner in the project, along with the state of Alaska and energy giants BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil. TransCanada has also been pursuing the Keystone XL oil pipeline, as well as a liquid natural gas line across northern British Columbia. Alaska's gas line would allow shipment of North Slope natural gas to Asian Pacific markets. And when asked whether this month's vote would bring the project closer to happening, Stedman says he wouldn't phrase it that way.
It brings the state into alignment with the other partners, so one partner can't take advantage of another one. In other words, if there's a change in pricing of gas or pricing of running the pipeline and the gas line or the LNG plant, everybody's going to gain or lose together.
Stedman and other legislators say the issue is an important one because it would be another revenue source for the state. Juneau Republican Representative Kathy Munoz says it's a big decision for all of Alaska because of the financial requirements for the project.
We're talking about anywhere from $45 billion to $65 billion project. And Alaska's share as an owner will be 25% of that. So I think it's very important that everybody is up to speed and very aware of what's happening.
Munoz serves on the House Finance Committee, which took a role in reviewing Senate Bill 3001. That's the legislation that made the appropriations for the buyout.
I thought the administration did a very good job of providing good testimony through the commissioner's office. We also heard from the Attorney General, as well as other members of the partnership. We heard from Steve Butt, the project director. And overall, I think we developed a very good record of support for SB 3001.
Munoz thinks the state is making good progress on the project, and she points out another decision is coming up December 4th. That's when the remaining partners, the state and the oil and gas companies, have to agree on the next budget to fund upcoming work on the gas line. Juneau Democrat Sam Keto says he had some concerns over TransCanada's involvement in the project ever since passage of Senate Bill 138. That was the legislation that enabled the state to negotiate agreements with the gas line partner companies.
So what we were doing with TransCanada is foregoing some of our early costs and then actually paying them back with interest. So it seems like with the project the way it is, where they were providing financing services more than pipeline services, we also are having an opportunity to go out and look for financing support, just as we will for our half of the project, or for our portion of the project anyway.
Keto calls this one of the decision points for the project. He notes other decisions about engineering on the pipeline are coming up in the next year or two. He agrees the gas line could be an important source of revenue for the state, at least in the long term.
The gas line revenues don't arrive for at least 10 years, so we do have to figure out how to make our budget work for the next period of time. We don't have savings that will last us 10 years, so that's going to be the big discussion that I would anticipate we need to have during this next legislative session.
Keto's colleague in the House, Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortez, thinks it's important to find different ways to close the state's budget gap from the declining oil revenue.
You know, this is something that we've been thinking about for, a long time, 40 years in some folks' estimation. And for us to get to this next step, it's important and one that, as evidenced by the vote, at least on the House side of 39-0, got full support. And so, overall, I can't think that it was anything but positive in terms of us moving down the road as a state to getting a gas pipeline.
Ortiz commends the Walker administration for the information given during the special session, and like his colleagues, he notes the real tough decisions are coming up.
We all probably left the session knowing that, a break is needed because we have some real tough heavy lifting to look at in the regular session upcoming here on January 20th. So people just looking forward to get to the holidays and to get with their families, because we know that, you know, come January 20th, things are going to get heated again, and they're going to require some real heavy lifting.
Walker calls the gas line the state's number one get well card, and he applauded the legislature for their votes during the special session. The governor signed that legislation on Thursday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.